they don't get too close to the fire. I might get burned a little, but I don't mind. I need your love. Baby, I need you. You've got those rosy lips. You've got that smile. I can't contain it, honey. You drive me wild. I need your love. Baby, I need you.
He wears his beanie every single day, and I'm telling you, if that thing gets misplaced, it's a nightmare because he won't let us get in the bed until he has it. I mean, it's
how old your son?
He's 10, about the he and I are on about the same level psychologically, you know. So
I love it. Man, I had your latest single on repeat last night. I know you hung the moon.
Oh man, thank you so much. It was a pleasure cutting that song, you know, and more than that, I mean, it was very special, you know, for the obvious reason that Toby Keith wrote it and we were friends, and he had asked me a couple of years ago, you know, if I would record it, if I liked it enough to record it. I said, are you kidding me? So, you know, we got it done, and he got to hear it, you know, before he passed away. And
oh, wow.
He loved it. And so, you know, the best thing about it to me, though, is that I think fans have been expecting, you know, a record from me that had that 90s country sound to it, and this one certainly nailed that spot, you know. So I feel like we delivered something that they've been wanting for a while, and so, you know, we're hearing that from them as well.
So you'd already okay, so you had already recorded it. This wasn't post his passing.
No,
I
recorded it just before he passed, and
man,
we have the same manager, so I'd asked. Mm-hmm. I'd asked TK if he had gotten to hear it, and he said, yeah, he goes, he loved it. And
oh, wow, that's special.
Yeah, and he knew I was recording. Toby and I were texting. It was so weird, you know, to see him pass like that. And because just 10 days before he passed, we were texting and, you know, joking and having some fun. And anyway, I mean, you know, we all miss him. And but this is a really...
Yeah.
Nice piece, you know, of everybody that knew Toby, you know, was affected by him, and he had a very big personality, and you know, each person had their own, you know, special memory, and this was a really good one for me.
Man, and I feel like knowing that you recorded it and he got to hear it, I feel like that song was tailor made for a Clay Walker voice.
Well, he actually said that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He actually said those exact words. So it's crazy, you know, because most of us, we know the hits of different artists. You know, I know all Toby's hits,
yeah,
obviously. And we were backstage one after a show one night, and he started singing this song. And I said, what is that? He said, he goes, it's one of my songs I wrote with Scotty Emmerich. And I said, why have you never released that as a single? And he's like, man, he goes, I wanted to. We got, you know, we went on to the next album. And I said, man, it sounds like a George Strait song. He goes, sounds like a Clay Walker song to me. So that's how that happened.
Oh. Hey, Toby's he's smiling right now knowing that that you just said that. I'm sure that's cool.
Yeah,
I had Mark Miller back in December, and the next day he told me he was flying out to Vegas to watch Toby's one of his last shows that he was performing out there. So he was talking about the man he was too, that people didn't normally get to see, just what a good guy he was. So
I can't say enough good things about him, you know. And I did not have a record deal, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. Toby signed me to Show Dog, and they did a good job promoting me, and, you know, got 3 singles charted. And I mean, that kind of thing is, That's he had to pay money for that, so
Yeah.
somebody can tell you one thing, but when they take their checkbook out and start writing checks for you,
Yeah.
that's a different kind
Yeah.
of thing. And he's just like, and he did so much for so many people that nobody will ever even know about, plus what he did for cancer for kids and
Yeah.
in Oklahoma, and what he's done for the University of Oklahoma and for OSU. I mean, like he anyway, his philanthropy was, it was known among his close friends, but
Right.
he never bragged about it. Most people don't know it, but Dolly Parton is probably the richest country singer, and Toby Keith would be second or right there with her. I mean, that's most people don't know it, but I'll say it.
That's cool. That's cool. It's like a scripture in the New Testament. It says something about don't let your do your deeds without people knowing. And I feel like he fit the bill with that perfectly, because you're the second person that's told me that.
He did fit that bill. He was bigger than life, in person and in his personality. And he was really funny too. And he liked to aggravate you. Like he would find something to get under your skin with, and there was a, I won't name any names, but there was one, and I didn't even know he knew this, but there was, there's always one entertainer that everybody's kind of got a little bit of a beef with or something. And he knew,
Yeah.
I don't know how he knew, but he would give me, he would, he knew how to get that needle in me when we, after going. And, you knew better to mess with him because he was so big, he grew up a roughneck in the oil field and also played semi-pro football. And you wouldn't have wanted to tackle him by yourself, that's for sure. But I'd give it back,
Man, that's
I'd give it
oh
back.
yeah,
But I also knew
that's
he was very religious, and then I think that's something most people don't know. He was very religious, and we kind of had a
yeah.
couple of conversations. So I know where he is today. That's
Yeah, oh
a
yeah.
good feeling.
That's awesome to hear, man. Switching subjects, I just saw this about 20 minutes ago. Just about, oh, it was last month, I was up in Pigeon Forge at a North American Hall of Fame for country music, and I got to I had a part in it, and Mr. Randy Travis was there.
You're
And
lucky. You're lucky you got to see that.
oh, I don't get starstruck, and but for me to be in, it's something about just being in the presence of just a legend and icon like that just really was special. He was so gracious, so sweet, and but the it's just cool, because the bus, I lose you.
No, you got me.
The bus that he had brought up there was one of yours.
Well, back to that Toby thing, something that I would never say. I appreciate you bringing that up. I didn't know you knew that. I wasn't gonna say anything about
Yeah.
that.
Well, they
But
didn't announce it or anything, but
yeah,
somebody had
Randy.
mentioned it to me.
Well, Randy Travis is the most iconic country singer that's ever lived, and the fact that you got to be there for that, I wished I could have been. He and his wife Mary, have become close friends of mine, and they've come to a few concerts. And I will tell you this: when Randy Travis wheels, he's in a wheelchair, he wheels
Yep.
himself on stage,
Yep.
the place loses their ever-loving minds. I mean,
They us.
you think it's, you think Elvis or the Beatles came back.
I agree.
I got chill
I
bumps on my
saw
arm just telling you that, but I love him so much, and that the music he made. Look, there's some super iconic singers, that are
no
great, but
doubt.
there's nobody that I don't think anybody has ever affected country music the way that Randy Travis has.
That's a big statement. I love that. I love that. And I did. I saw the Elvis crowd stand up multiple times when he was out there. I got to witness it.
That's so good.
Well, Clay, thank you so much for giving me this time. I really did enjoy it, and I appreciate what you do. I've always been a huge fan, and I continue to be a cheerleader for you, your success, and I believe you go down. You have a legacy yourself. So just always believe that, you are an icon, and so we value what you've done for the industry.
Britt, you made my day. I'm totally humbled by it, and and I do believe that God has some more things left, for me to do and to accomplish. I don't know what they are, but I'm at the ready. And thank you for this interview, and I hope that I get to do many more with you. I hope that you come back and whenever we have new music, I'd love to do this again, man. Where do you live?
Near Hiawassee, Georgia. It's up
Okay.
in North Georgia Mountains, Blairsville. So, wait, do you have a Mount Rushmore? Who would you put it on it?
Oh, for country music?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think you gotta go Haggard, Jones, Randy Travis, and Keith Whitley.
That's awesome, man. I'll close with this. I'm producing a documentary on Jesse Keith right now. Me and him are good buddies,
Oh,
and
wow.
so he's it's really neat to hear some stories from him as well. So, thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon.
Have a great one, man. Thank you,
All
bud.
right, bye-bye.